Well, as we bring you coverage of Nebraska League Group 32 as we travel into Central Europe. We're in Central Slovakia now. We're joined by Peter Laukisch of Pioneer, who's the sales manager. And as we learn about Slovakia and agriculture, what is the crop, what are the crops that are predominantly grown here in Slovakia?
The biggest acreage of the crop is wheat, with 340,000 hectares. And after it is corn, it's the second biggest one. The next one, it's sunflower. For us, it's very interesting. It's about 90,000 hectares, and canola with 134,000 hectares in the last year.
And are you seeing any changes in terms of what farmers, maybe what crops they are planting right now?
The corn acreage is growing in the last 5 years, mainly the grain corn. The livestock is decreasing, so the silage corn is still stable, but grain corn is growing in the last 5 years.
Okay. And what's kind of happening on the livestock side that more farmers or producers are getting out of having livestock?
It's mostly economic question. It's the issue of the prices. The prices are so low, and regulations and the costs are too high that it's economy of the effectiveness of livestock farming. It's very low.
Another thing that you mentioned is there is some sugar beet production here in the country, and but that's decreasing.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's causing that to drop?
This is caused by the European Union regulation. We have a quota system in the European Union, and it was negotiated a very low quota for Slovakia. But it's decreasing in the whole Europe.
Okay. And has that been a hard transition with switching with the quota system, because that's fairly recent, the changes that the EU has done there?
Well, I'm not sure that I understand your question quite exactly. Can you repeat it?
Okay. Has that been a big transition?
Yeah.
With the change in sugar policy for the EU?
Yeah, it's a big transition and a big change. It's not so big influence as for Slovakia, because we never had quite big acreage of sugar beet, but this is still it's like half of what we have before the EU regulation.
One thing you did talk about, corn acreage is growing, and are more farmers, why are they maybe adopting more corn acres?
Yeah, the corn acreage growing because we have a processing industry, very strong in Slovakia. It's two big factories, which one is producing bioethanol and the second is producing starch. And mostly this bioethanol company taking up the biggest portion of the grain corn production. So that's why the effectiveness of the growing of corn, it's very good. The high demand, and they are really learned to grow corn, and also the weather conditions are quite good for corn.
Right now, as we're traveling through the region, you mentioned it's been fairly dry. As we've noticed, it's also fairly warm for
yes.
This time of year.
Yes, it seems to be that can cause the big problems. We even have some 120 millimeters less rainfall like usually in this period of. So we have some 120 millimeters less rainfall like in normal period. In this period of the year we had to have. And the biggest problem is that it's a big portion of the precipitation or moisture totally coming from snow, and it's no any snow even in the hills, in the mountains in Slovakia now. Last year was very dry, and seems to be that this year will also be.
One thing that the lead group has learned is how Slovakia has changed quite a bit since the end of communism in the last 20 years. Has that changed agriculture?
Yes, it has a significant change in the agriculture. In the past, in the communism system, we had only two types of entrepreneurs in the agriculture, even state-owned farms or cooperatives. And the principle was that in one village, it was one company. And after the change of the regime, we have now private farms, family farms, legal entities like limited liability companies, or even some bigger ones. That it's the structure of the farming changed a lot.
Okay. Did that also change kind of pioneers' maybe emphasis in this part of the country as well?
Of course, pioneers started operation in Slovakia only in 1993. Before the communism, it was banned. International companies cannot come. That means even growing hybrid corn started after the 80s. In the past, it was open pollinated corn growing in Slovakia. No hybrids. The first hybrids came with pioneer.
Oh, we appreciate it very much. You've given us a lot of important information about Slovakia. As we've been joined by Peter Laukisch, he's with Pioneer, one of the presenters to Nebraska Lead Group 32, as we continue our travels now into northern Slovakia, into the Tatras Mountains. Bringing you coverage of Lead 32, I'm Leslie Smith.